We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Halfway home with you here on a Thursday night. Don't forget, we're powered by that radio.com app. Now more than ever, download it. We know the shelter in place is going to start tomorrow night. You know you want to hear the station. The best way to do it is through the radio.com app, where you can catch us live. You can also replay anything over the past 24 hours in real time. The radio.com app, 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Follow us on social media at 929TheGame for all the station stuff, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My Twitter handle is at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is back in Midtown producing Jarvis at JarvisD90. This is our look at all things Atlanta Falcons. We hit on this a little bit, I guess it was either last night or the night before, about the Dante Fowler contract situation and where this is going to end up. So just to give you an idea, it was a three-year, $45 million deal, $29 million in guarantees, and $14 million of that as a signing bonus, okay? So to give you a perspective and the numbers that really matter the most, for this year in 2020, he's only going to have a $6.666 million cap hit, okay? Now, because people said, well, where did the Falcons get all that money to pay Fowler, and they didn't have any cap space and this, that, and the other? What do we say all the time? If you want money in the NFL, you can find money in the NFL. And don't forget, on June 2nd, when Desmond Trufant's money comes available, there's $10 million that they didn't have. Okay? Now, this is where it gets fun. In 2021, next year, that cap hit goes up to $18.666 million. With $9.333 million in dead money if he's cut. Now, they would pick up $9.333 million of cap space, grant you, but they'd be eating over $9 million, and even if you split that over 2 years, that's a lot of money to give up. His final year of his contract that he won't probably play on this contract number, unless you tell me he just balls out or something ridiculous happens, and even then they'll still extend him longer. Cap hit in 2022, $19.666 million. Okay? So, that point, you get to a $4.666 million cap hit. That's a lot more reasonable. And it opens up almost $16 million of money. So, how do you get 45 for three with Dante Fowler? And that's $15 million. They didn't. No, it's not $15 million. It's, you rig the cap and you kick the can down the road and you have to make decisions you may not want to in a couple of years. It's part of the game, guys. Part of the gig, part of the game. Speaking of Dante Fowler, talking about some of his off-field problems, he feels like he's not playing in Jacksonville was some of the reason. Quote, not playing and stuff, I felt like that was the reason because of how they were viewing me as a person off the field. I don't know. It definitely changed my life around a lot of ways. When I got to the LA Rams, they just gave me an opportunity to basically start over again. I took advantage of that because I didn't make the most of the opportunity the first time. So, again, they need a huge season out of Dante Fowler. That's what they paid him for, and let's hope it all pays off. Now, Falcons offensive lineman Justin McCray, also doing some media stuff as well, talking about how he's more comfortable playing inside because that's what he did primarily in college. He started 23 games at right guard at Central Florida. Quote, honestly, I feel more comfortable inside, guard, center. But just from having to do it so often in my career in the NFL, I'm not opposed to playing tackle at all either. McCray said Falcons just told him to come, compete, period. So, obviously, I don't know if they're looking at him as a starter, but one thing is nice is that he can play three positions on the line. And that is one of those things that if you have a guy go down, reality tells you, you know, we got to find a guy who can fill in at these different spots. Not necessarily the most ideal thing in the world, you know, when you start getting to play backups at multiple positions. But, hey, listen, you know, sometimes you just need that stopgap guy to make it all happen for it out there. All right. Want you to hear from Matt Ryan, who was on Peter King's podcast earlier today. Here's Matt Ryan talking about how normally he'd be working with developmental guys at this time of the year.
This time of the year typically is a time where I try and work with those kind of guys and accelerate their learning curve before we get started back. That hasn't been the case this year. You know, I think all of us are trying to do our part to, you know, social distance and stay away and, you know, try and keep everybody as safe as possible.
Now, obviously, one of the things that Matt has done the last couple of years is he's had his passing camp. Where was that, Jarvis? Down in Florida? Or was that out west that he has it? Florida, right? He goes down to some resort down in Florida. He brings his wide receivers and running backs, right, and tight ends, and does that passing camp. You know, one of the things that he has done, too, is that he has gone out to the West Coast and worked with Tom House. And, yes, that Tom House, the former Major League Baseball pitcher, I think Tom House is most famous. He caught Hank Aaron's 715th home run in the Braves bullpen, right? I think that's Tom House's most famous moment, is that Aaron's 715th homer at Fulton County Stadium. Tom House was the guy who caught it out in left field, I believe. I think I'm right on all that. But he's done a passing camp before for quarterbacks in the NFL, and Matt and some other guys have gone out there and done some work with him, just, you know, learning how to throw deeper balls and stuff like that. If you remember, Leo's thing was he had guys throw footballs around in their off days. Remember that? Like, they would throw, they would, like, almost like from, not quite from foul pole, from foul line to foul line, but he would have, you know, Glavin and Maddox, those guys, throw footballs, long toss football and stuff like that, to keep their arm in shape and to give it a different feel and look. Versus just always doing the same rhythm and motion in baseball and stuff like that. So, obviously, not able to get those kinds of things done. Look, Matt has a good enough relationship with his guys. You know, obviously, learning Hurst, learning Treadwell, that will be some things, but plenty of time still to get into all of that. But when you have a guy that's been around as long as Matt Ryan has at this point, you know, I think some of that stuff is overrated. Yes, you want guys to work together and get on the same page. But when you have a quarterback that's been as good and as accurate as Matt Ryan is, I think some of that stuff kind of gets overblown to it. All right, let's hear from Matt Ryan again as he talks about on the Peter King podcast about the signing of Todd Gurley.
I think the people in the state of Georgia are going to love that too, him coming back here after having played college football here. And he's a special talent, there's no question, and hopefully we can keep him fresh and healthy, and because if he is, he's one of the best in the business.
Well, certainly Matt's got to be excited to have a guy who's a good running back and a good receiving running back coming out of the backfield. I don't think there's any question about the fact that, you know, this is an upgrade, hopefully, assuming health is there, an upgrade from last year's running attack. You know, again, we talked with D'Orlando Ledbetter, and I've said it before, even if he just replicated the same numbers, well, I think a lot of us would hope that he would be even higher with those numbers. You know, if he's 900 yards and 12 touchdowns, I think you'd take that all day long. I think you'd very much take that kind of season out of Todd Gurley. You know, considering this team couldn't find a way to run the football when it needed to, short yardage situations, goal line situations and things like that, to have a legitimate RB1 that can line up, you know, down at the goal line and go punch it in from there and score lots of touchdowns, I think that's, you know, only going to help Matt out, and that play-action pass could become a deadly weapon. And like I said, he's got a lot of weapons out there now, no question about it. He's got a bunch of weapons to deal with. Now, this is an interesting stat. I did not know this stat. And Jarvis, I'll run this by you. I did not know this. Matt Ryan has made the fifth most amount of money as a quarterback in the history of the NFL. Believe it or not, Brady is not number one. Drew Brees is number one all-time in the NFL in career earnings at quarterback with $244,710,422. Brady is second at $235,166,804. Aaron Rodgers is third. He's at $233,624,529. Big Ben, $227,286,864. And then Matt Ryan comes in next at $223,472,535. Rivers is sixth. Stafford, seventh. Alex Smith is eighth. Russell Wilson, ninth. Kirk Cousins is 10th. And then 11th on this list of all time, Matt Schaub, $92,351,582. That's a pretty good chunk, isn't it? I mean, it ain't Matt's $223 million, but Matt Schaub's had a hell of a life, hasn't he? He's done really well for himself in the NFL. From being drafted by the Falcons, Michael Vick's backup, Pro Bowler in Houston with Kyle Shanahan as the OC. I think he had a 4,000-yard, 30-touchdown season, you know, out there. I think he went to Oakland and started for a little bit out there. Then, of course, the last, 3 years has been Matt Ryan's backup and picked up a nice, sizable paycheck for that. It's a hell of a thing to be a quarterback, isn't it? But I did not know Matt was the fifth-highest-earning quarterback in the history of the NFL. Now, Russell Wilson will maybe pass him by, you would think, just because of age. Russell Wilson, by the way, $109,362,520. Alex Smith has made $161 million in his NFL career. How about that? Andy Dalton made $84 million. Jimmy Garoppolo's 15th on this. Even guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? $64 million. Nick Foles, $62,433,000. Man, it's good to be a quarterback in the NFL. That's some pretty staggering numbers. You got guys that are going to make, you know, $250 million. And I ain't mad at them. It's the most important position on the field. You have to have one to win. I ain't mad at those guys. But it's good to be a quarterback. And it's good to even finish as a backup quarterback. Because let me tell you, guys like Alex Smith and Matt Schaub, they've made a lot of money playing in the NFL over their career. All right, Wentz life. Another rough day on the market. And obviously the shelter in place takes place tomorrow night. Again, another how are you going to spend your weekend? And are people really going to shelter in place? We'll talk about a lot of this stuff next. It is John Chuckery. We're with you here on a Thursday night. It is a John Chuckery Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back onto the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on a Thursday evening, 9:22. You know what time it is.
That's love.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929 is our phone line. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Please download the radio.com app. That way you can always listen to the radio station on any device, your smart device, your smartphone, smart tablet, smart speakers, Sega Genesis, Commodore 64, boombox, Walkman, whatever you got, CD player. Hey, Atlanta sports fans, many of your neighborhood businesses, too, are still open to help deliver services in need, from takeout food to delivery and more. The following are a few restaurants that are offering pickup and delivery options: Bell Street Burritos, Buckhead Pizza Company, Liberty Pizza in Marietta. You want the full list of your neighborhood and you want to add to it? Go to 929thegame.com/lovelocalatlanta. 929thegame.com/lovelocalatlanta. By the way, follow us on social media at JMCH316. He's at Jarvis D90. Well, obviously, tomorrow night, shelter in place starts across the state now, not just in various cities or around the state, but the governor's putting the statewide shelter in place. Now, the part that I'm curious about, and I know we have several police officers that that listen to the show and interact with us and things like that. So I know Gwinnett County, the Gwinnett City Council or the Gwinnett Council or whatever, county officials, whatever like that, were very upset about the fact that they were going around and seeing people not social distancing or not adhering to, 10-person groups like some of these parks and stuff like that. You had several people there and close quarters and things like that. And they were putting into place measures about the idea of arresting people and potentially a $1,000 fine, I think I saw. You could potentially face jail time. I want to say up to 30 days. I may be wrong on that, but there was something about jail time that you can get. And now with a statewide ban, there's people talking about, well, how are you going to enforce this? How is this going to be enforced? I think the thing I'm interested in from police officers is, if you're seeing people on the road, are they allowed to be arbitrarily stopped? How are people going to get fined or arrested and things like that? I'm sure that there's a protocol and a process. I'm not saying that it's just going to be some rogue thing. I get and understand, all of that. But there's got to be some kind of protocol or process. I can tell you from my daytime job, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow when we get more news and stuff. I have a letter from our corporate offices about essential services and stuff like that that I'm supposed to carry around in my vehicle that if I get pulled over, that I'm supposed to show a police officer this. I mean, if I get pulled over for... Now, listen, if I'm getting pulled over because I did 80 in a 55, that's not the same thing. But if I'm pulled over, I don't know, because of the area that I'm in and it's shelter in place or something like that, and I'm at work, obviously, I have a letter that's supposed to be exempting me from all of this. So I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But if you're a police officer... I mean, I get if there's a group of people together, okay? And I know there's been some pastors that are looking at fines and stuff like that because they've continued to have church services, even though you're not supposed to have 10 people and 6 feet apart and all this kind of stuff, that have had larger gatherings that are looking at fines and things like that from various cities. I get that. That's easy. You can do that. If you're at a public park or something like that and you see a group of 20 people having a birthday party or something like that, when you're not supposed to. I get that. That's easy. But the idea of shelter in place, I'm not even sure if I understand completely what that means. And when you're allowed or not allowed to leave and things like that. And is it the police job to go around and help enforce something like that? And again, I'm not talking about in a large group setting. We get that. We understand that. Okay. If you're, I know a lot of parks have closed. I live over here in Roswell. Several of the parks have closed over here. But how do you handle that? How is a police officer, and I'm curious, 404-741-0929. You can text me. You can tweet me at JMCH316. How are y'all having to enforce that? How are y'all going to go about that? Because I get what they're trying to do, and I get the understanding of it. But, and I keep saying this, especially in this town, and it probably towns all across America, it's springtime. The weather will get warmer. People want to get out and they want to be outside. There's only so much cooping up that people can do. And right now we can, go to the grocery store, go get gas. Some of us work still. We're getting out. I don't even know if you can consider what I'm doing, self-quarantining. I mean, we're not doing the radio show from a studio and things like that, but I'm still working. When I think of like self-quarantine or shelter in place, I don't think of like you're working. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people just consider that anything that keeps you from going outside is the concept of shelter in place. But we're still working. I mean, I may be in parts unknown, but we're here on the radio and we're still doing our thing. And Jarvis and I are talking, and I'm going through notes and social media and the text line, and we're talking about shows tomorrow night and who we've heard back from and guests for next week and, all this. So we're still working. It's not like we're relaxing, because trust me, I'm all for shelter in place and we can get a few days off and just everybody just kind of relax, take some time off, get away from one another. What's the stat that I saw? Like one person, if they shelter in place for a week, can have as much as like 400 people that they don't interact with that could be spread to. I get all of that. I'm for it. That's all fine. But I don't know. I don't consider shelter in place when you got to work all the time, when you're still at home working and things like that. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a much more relaxed environment, but especially for what we do, I'd prefer to be in studio. But how do you, as cops, enforce it? How are you going to, you know, it seems like if you're pulling people over for, you know, non-suspicious behavior or traffic, you know, non-traffic related issues, whatever like that. I mean, how do you do that to the individual, not to the group, but to the individual? I mean, it's going to be one of those things that this is, we talk about unprecedented times and things like that. You're asking people to do some things that they've never really probably done before. I've never experienced anything like this, you know, in my entire life. I've never known anything about it. Now, I'm sure during the Second World War and things like that, because everything that seems to be talked about with this is canceled, this is changed, everything like we're going through at times, they're saying, well, this hasn't happened since the Second World War. I get that. It's wartime. People had to ration. You know, supplies were limited. People rationed. They recycled. I mean, they did lots of different things, you know, to help with the war effort, to work in factories and, you know, factories that were, you know, making, I don't know, whatever, steel plates, you know, now are making bullets. Or they're making parts for tanks or whatever. I get it. You know, the country changed because we were in a world war. But this is really uncharted territory for so many of us to try to figure out what can you do, what can you not do. You know, I'm not trying to spread anything around to anybody. And listen, my office, the three of us are still convinced we had some form of this because we all went down about a month, month and a half ago with a flu bug that knocked each of us out for a few days. And I took off like 2 days of my daytime job. We didn't miss any radio. We did all the radio shows and everything, but I was out for, you know, 2-3 days in my day job and just slept all day, got up, did the radio show. One time we had a staff meeting and all that kind of stuff and felt like death warmed over. One of those nights was when we had Teddy Long in studio. And just assume it was flu, but who knows? Maybe it was something else. But I guess they say once you've had it, you don't, the chances of getting it again are slim or none or what have you like that, but it's an unprecedented time. We want you all to be safe. You know, we do want you to know we'll be here. We're here Monday through Friday. You know, we're live and local, so we're not going anywhere. That was kind of confirmed today that we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to do our thing. We're going to continue to be here for you, you know, be that outlet. So even if you're at home, and I'm not a binge watcher of TV, honestly, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like somebody said, do you want to get Netflix and binge watch TV? No. I'll watch some stuff on WWE Network. I told you, I'm going back through YouTube and listening to these Arnold Schwarzenegger prank phone calls. But to sit down and I'm seeing people like listing all their TV shows. Man, I just don't have the attention span to sit down and watch whatever 6 hours of Game of Thrones or 10 hours of the Larry David Show. What I don't have it in me. You know, I don't have it in me. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not even a go back and watch sports. Now, if it was like my team and you're winning a championship, you know, if it was watching Atlanta United or something like that, okay, I can watch that. But, like, you know, I can't sit down and watch the 84 World Series, all whatever, 7 games of the 84 World Series or whatever. You know what I mean? Or watch the they've been replaying, I think, Jarvis, I think I'm right, the Braves 2019 regular season. Because, like, what do I want to watch that for? Because all Snitker's going to do is, you know, it's great. They win, you know, 97 games. Woo, okay. Well, Snitker goes then and doesn't start any of his pitchers in the playoffs, and it doesn't really matter. So what the hell do I want to go back and watch that for? But what do I want to watch that? I don't need to watch the 77 All-Star game. I don't know. That kind of sports, going back and rewatching some of that stuff, I've just never been about it. You know, an actual championship, you know, a championship game. You know, like, why do I want to go back and watch the Super Bowl for the Falcons? What the hell do I want to do that for? Or what do I care about the 1987 Broncos versus Redskins Super Bowl. What the hell do I want to go back and watch that for? Like, what's entertaining about that? I know how the game comes out. The part of watching sports to me is the fact that you don't know what the outcome is going to be. That's what makes sports so great. That's why it's the greatest reality show on TV. By the way, speaking of reality, Jarvis and I were joking about, yeah, that the market wasn't in too bad a shape today, but my three big stocks, Boeing, Delta, Carnival Cruise and Boeing especially, man, they took some big hits. Everything else, WWE, I think, was up. I think by the end of the day, WWE was up, and one of my tech stocks was up as well. But this roller coaster ride, man, there's been some real highs, and there's been some real lows. And still ended up losing, still a little bit behind in my portfolio. But I can tell you what I did, still buying. Still putting some money in and buying some more because there are some deals to be had. Jarvis, who have we got coming up at 9:40? Who is it? All right, Tom Glavine. He joined Dukes and Bell this afternoon. And obviously a lot going on there. Give some insight about what he's doing and what's happening around Major League Baseball. So we will hear from him next. It is the John Chukwu Show, hanging out with you here on a Thursday night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.